Moscow Culture 6. Exercise 1, page 111.
Moscow Musical Theatre, Helikon Opera. Bolshaya Nikitskaya Street, 19-16, Building 1-2. In 1886, Princess Shakhovskaya Glebova Stresnova reconstructed the old theatre. Two famous architects worked on the project. Fyodor Kolbert rebuilt the street facade and Konstantin Tersky rebuilt the yard and its facade. The street facade is famous in Europe for its eclectic style, and the yard is a wonderful example of pseudo-Russian stylization. In the 2000s, the reconstruction of the manor began. The original buildings were made larger, and finally, in 2015, the Helikon Opera moved into the new complex. In the courtyard, they built a big hall named after the famous composer Igor Stravinsky. The history of the theatre began in 1990. The hall can accommodate up to 500 spectators and is similar to a Greek theatre. During the reconstruction of the theatre, they tried to preserve its historic interiors. At the same time, they upgraded the stage with modern stage equipment. They opened more halls in the historic building, all named in honor of important Russian cultural figures. The white-columned hall was named in honor of Princess Shakhovskaya Glebova Stresnova. The music halls were named after several famous people, like the first conductor of the Helikon Opera, Boris Pokrovsky, the head conductor of the theater, Kirill Tikhonov, and the legendary opera singer, Elena Obratsova. More than 200 performances are held annually in the Helikon Opera, under Dmitry Bertman's supervision. Interesting facts. The ceiling looks like the starry sky. Thousands of ceiling lamps and 13 balls or helikons reflect the sound back into the theatre. This construction creates perfect sound in the auditorium. There are LED windows in the walls of the auditorium. During performances, people can see various pictures that create special visual effects. There are special platforms in the stage that can rise and fall during performances. Today, people can enjoy a real bell ring sound during the performance. Six bells, specially made in Voronezh, are in the backstage. They have restored the historic building to make it look like it did in the 19th century, preserving its original fretwork and wooden vaulted ceilings. The hall, named after Princess Shakhovskaya Glebova Stresnova, is famous because Pyotr Tchaikovsky conducted, Fyodor Chalapin sang songs, and Alexander Pushkin read his poems in it. After the reconstruction, the Helikon Opera has become one of the leading world theatres.